This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Haiti was engulfed in chaos Thursday, the day after President Jovenel Moise was assassinated, with authorities vowing to hunt down more of the mercenaries allegedly responsible for shooting him to death in the bedroom of his home just outside Port-au-Prince. Police said that seven suspects had been killed and six others arrested, among them two American citizens. The U.S. State Department has not confirmed the reports that two of its citizens are in detention. Three officers who had been held hostage were freed Thursday, while the hunt for additional gunmen continued. Moise's wife was injured in the attack and airlifted to a trauma center in Miami, Florida. Here in the U.S., where the prime minister said she was in stable condition. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph placed the country under a state of siege, in effect martial law. Joseph urging calm and asking people to reopen businesses and go back to work as he ordered the reopening of the international airport. Meantime, the motivation for the assassination remains unclear. Crews working at the site of a condominium collapse in Florida trying to recover the bodies of victims after determining there was no chance anyone in the rubble could still be alive 2 weeks after the building in Surfside collapsed. Officials say the death toll rose to 64 Thursday, with about 76 people still unaccounted for. President Joe Biden announced on Thursday, the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude August 31st. Speaking at the White House, the president defended his decision to end America's longest war, reiterating that the status quo is not an option. Biden said higher priorities for the U.S. these days include shoring up strengths to compete economically with China. Via remote, this is VOA News.